Starcom Network and the Department of History and Philosophy, University of the West Indies, Cahill Campus present Today in Bajan History.
I am Claudette Levi Farnham, history graduate of the University of the West Indies at Cahill Campus. On this day, October 7th, 1952, the serious issue of a lack of beach access was raised in the House of Assembly. The discussion led by Mr. C. Edwin Talmer urged government to prevent the blockade of rights of way to the beaches of the island and to acquire sites on the beaches to meet the recreational needs of the community as a whole. This reporting by the Barbados Advocate the following day brought attention to this issue and the fact that since January, Mr. Talmer had highlighted the practice as a problem and asked the questions for which 9 months later, he was still awaiting answers. The blockades to government rights of way to the beaches was of major island-wide concern. And according to Mr. Talmer, it was being perpetuated by the construction of new buildings by private enterprises. During this discourse, members of the government gave a non-committed response, stating that they were unaware of the matter being laid for discussion by Mr. Talmer. The government referenced what the report described as two isolated cases of trespassing by fishermen on private lands in order to reach their boats, conceding that those two cases, in their words, were settled satisfactorily. However, Mr. Talmer substantiated his claim by bringing attention to the lack of rights of way to the beaches in Christchurch. He cited the case of Rockley Beach and his concerns relating to the possibility of this location, he said, being set aside as a private property. Mr. Ernest Dighton Motley concurred with Mr. Talmer, noting that he would not be in favor of private people acquiring property on the beaches and setting them aside to the exclusion of the populace. So, on this day, October 7, 1952, members of the House of Assembly supported the suggestions for providing proper access to the beaches across the island and bathing facilities to accommodate all beach users, visitors, and locals alike. As the mighty Gabby would pen and sing years later, "That beach is mine."
Today in Bajan History, with Starcom Network and the Department of History and Philosophy, University of the West Indies, Cahill Campus.